First Chronicles, chapter 1. Adam was the father of Seth, and his descendants were Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, who had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth was the father of Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. And they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Gomer was the ancestor of Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Javan was the ancestor of Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Ham was the father of Ethiopia, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. And they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Ethiopia was the ancestor of Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtica. Raamah was the ancestor of Sheba and Dedan. Ethiopia was also the father of Nimrod, the world's first mighty warrior. Egypt was the ancestor of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pethrusim, Kesluhim, and Kaphtorim, the ancestor of the Philistines. Canaan's oldest son was Sidon. His other son was Heth. Canaan was also the ancestor of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites and Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem was the ancestor of Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. They were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Arpachshad was Shelah's father and Eber's grandfather. Eber named his first son Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided into tribal regions. Eber's second son was Joktan, the ancestor of Almodad, Shelah, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. Shem's descendants included Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, later renamed Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael had 12 sons who were born in the following order: Nebaioth, Keder, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. Abraham and his slave woman Keturah had 6 sons: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. Midian was the father of Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. Abraham's son Isaac was the father of Esau and Jacob. Esau was the father of Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Eliphaz was the father of Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gadam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel was the father of Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir was the father of Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan was the father of Horai and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal was the father of Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon was the father of Aiah and Anah. Anah was the father of Dishan and the grandfather of Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer was the father of Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. Dishan was the father of Uz and Aram. Before kings ruled in Israel, Bela, son of Beor, ruled the country of Edom from its capital of Dinhabah. After Bela's death, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozra, became king. After Jobab's death, Husham from the land of Teman became king. After Husham's death, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king and ruled from Avith. Earlier, Bedad had defeated the Midianites in the territory of Moab. After Hadad's death, Samla from Masrekah became king. After Samla's death, Shaul from the town of Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king. And after Shaul's death, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. After Baal-Hanan's death, Hadad ruled from Pi. His wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, and granddaughter of Mezahab. The Edomite clans were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram.